Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got Stuart File back on the show. Stuart is the editorial director at Forbes Insights. And this is a publication that's periodically produced to find out what's going on out there in the marketplace. And so he's back here with another one. And this one is all about customer engagement. How do we... Are we rethinking it? Are we being caused to rethink it? And he's got some pretty good research for us. Stuart File, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be back here.
It's good to have you back. Stuart, one of the things that I started telling my audience in January of 2008 was that, I'm not going to say I predicted what happened in September of 2008, but I was uneasy. I had this, you know, this antenna that was kept running up about things. And I started telling my audience, you know, this is the year we're going to live the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. Yes. And then as things started unfolding through 2009, I started telling them, okay, guys, get ready, because where we're going is going to look a lot different from where we've been. And I believe that that's no more than anywhere than it is in the way customers expect of us and how they want to be treated and connected with us. What do you think?
I think that's what we're showing here in this study. And you know, we did this study with George P. Johnson, which is an experiential marketing company.
Right.
And you know, we wanted to get an idea as to what's the change right now in terms of customer engagement. And granted, a lot of the survey here is with larger companies, but there are a lot of lessons that can really be passed down to the small business on this.
Right.
And you know, it has to do with the brand conversation. And you know, the typical or traditional means of marketing was always sort of the interrupt and repeat, which is, you know, that's newspaper and TV, which is
right.
Interrupt with your brand.
But never, not on the radio, though. We'd never do that on the radio.
Oh no, never on the radio. Not while I was holding on.
Exactly.
Never. But that's the traditional sense, and that's, you know, let me tell you what our brand is about. But in today's marketplace, a lot of the brand conversation is being driven by the customer. The growth of social media, and certainly that's one way, and the shift in the way word of mouth is transmitted, as opposed to, let's say, word of mouth has always been there. Now it's louder. There's a lot going on out there, and it's not an issue of marketers trying to shout above the noise, but I think an idea and what engagement really is about is the idea of marketers participating in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. And many companies still haven't figured that out yet, have they?
Oh, no. It's...
They've got so much invested in the old way, Stuart.
Yeah, they do. I mean, everyone knows that engagement is important, and I think that's something that was very, very clear from the findings. I mean, we asked, and I think it's saying very important, two-thirds of our respondents said it was very important, another 30% said it was somewhat important, only 3% said engagement's not important.
Right. How they define engagement, that's the key.
Right.
Because they might say engagement's important, but they may not be prepared to engage in the 21st century way.
That's quite true, and I think that we're beginning to see some transition in that area, certainly among the more forward-looking marketers.
Right.
But, you know, there is a lot. And again, it's not necessarily saying the old ways are no longer valid. It's a matter of saying, you know, you now need a broader, more integrated approach.
Right.
Something that's going to work It doesn't mean that you don't suddenly turn around and stop your broadcast advertising,
right?
Or your print advertising,
mm-hmm.
but it means that you're going to integrate that
right.
with, say, an event, or you're going to integrate it with your social media.
It's what
or
I
your
call
online media.
It's what I call not either or, but both and.
Exactly. And let's talk about other customer touch points. One of the things we have in here is there are a number of case studies. And, you know, for instance, we talk with American Express about engagement, but our discussion is not with them and their advertising, but really their customer service.
Right.
What do they do at that point in their call center when someone calls up a question about their card
mm-hmm.
in terms of using that as part of the engagement strategy?
Mm-hmm.
We talk with
them. Hold on to that thought.
Oh, sure.
So we're going to take a quick break, folks. We're not going to interrupt you. We're just going to take a little pause here, Stuart. we'll take a pause and have a couple of other kind of messages as we try to engage you, ladies and gentlemen. 2012. I'm Jim Blassingame. Still trying to have fun. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all the other things there at our website, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, and all the other things there. And also, don't forget our poll. Our poll question that we have every week, a different poll question. And if you go there, it's right on the homepage. You can read the question, answer the question, and then you can immediately see where you stack with everybody else, how other people have answered the question. And the question this week is, which of the following is the most important domestic issues the federal government should focus on? There's a list of three there, and some of them is about small business, so check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter right there on the homepage. Stuart File is with us, folks. He is with Forbes Insights. We're talking about some research that he's conducted along with George P. for on behalf of George P. Johnson and Company, and on customer engagement. And we were talking as we went to the break, Stuart, but you were giving us some ideas on what some of these companies had told you
right.
about their experience. And my question was, what they tell you. You know, everybody's going to tell you, yeah, I believe in customer engagement, but maybe their definition of engagement is a 20th century example.
You know, that I think when we were out seeking interviews on this, we were looking to say, who's got some best practices in this area? Who
yep.
are the leaders? Let's provide some mini case studies or best practices related, that others can learn from.
Right.
So, speak with an American Express, which does a very good job of engagement.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke with Intuit, again, another I would pretty much call them.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Go back to the American Express example.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were about to give us that example. You said that when somebody calls in with an issue, a problem, or whatever they may be, take that opportunity to engage them in other areas.
Absolutely. I mean, and this is... leverage every customer touch point. I mean, this is for that. Customer service is a customer touch point. It's not. We're not saying this is the angry customer or
right.
anything like that. But it's a matter of using that moment. That's their experience with
mm-hmm.
you. It's not a matter there of selling for them. It could even be someone just calling up about change their address or something like
right.
that.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be pushing new products. It's a matter of them feeling like they're getting some value.
How about this, Stuart? Ms. Johnson, thank you for letting us take care of this for you today. What else can I do for you today?
Absolutely.
Or are you familiar with this new thing that we have? Have you ever heard of that? Anyway, if they come in, if they call on the phone, whatever it might be, just stay engaged with them. This is
mm-hmm.
when they're taking the time to talk to you, however they're doing that. That's a valuable connection, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, a synonym for customer engagement is loyalty, or certainly that's the end point of
right.
customer engagement. And so when we're saying engaging them, it's their engagement with your brand. It's them feeling that they understand your brand and that they become the brand advocate that way. for American Express, you know, that's at the level of at customer service. I mean, mm-hmm. it also is at a variety of other touch points, but that's where we spoke with them.
Well, you know, I'll give you another example. Somebody that does this in an automated way very well. I just had it pulled on me recently by Amazon. I went to look for a book, and I selected a book, and they said, "Hey, this is a book that's related, and if you buy the two together, you'll get a discount." And you guess right. what I did? I took it. mm-hmm. They helped me out.
Right. Well, you know, that's your value. That's a way of, I mean, and Amazon doesn't really do advertising beyond. I mean, it's not as though you're seeing a lot of Amazon ads on the radio or on TV.
But while they had me, they engaged me in a virtual way.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, go ahead.
Look at a company like Zappos, which is another. We didn't speak with them for this, but certainly they are a brand engagement. I mean, they've really turned their customers into their brand advocates through customer service.
Right.
I mean, they're an online retailer who's not a price merchant. They're entirely mm-hmm. a value merchant.
Right. You know, Stuart, one of the things you were talking about in the previous segment, I wanted to come back to. You talked about the whole array of marketing activities that we have to have. I'm making a prediction. I have been making a prediction this year. That in 3 years to 5 years, the title Vice President of Marketing and Advertising will go away, and C-level person will be called that anymore. They'll be called something like Vice President of Customer Connections and Loyalty or something like that, and that's not just some touchy-feely term. I'm saying that because marketing and advertising will only be two of the things, of the array of things that people in that job will be doing to connect with customers. What do you think?
I guess job titles hard to tell on my part. I often think of them a little bit as matters of semantics. But you know, the responsibility of the chief marketer right now is not simply advertising, and I think the term for marketing really goes across multiple segments. And I mean, that's really for another study as to really what is the shifting role of the marketing department.
The reason I brought it up, though, is because if you call somebody, if you tell somebody they're in charge of marketing and advertising, and there's so much more, there's social media, there's all the other ways of engaging customers, as we've been talking about, then you've got to get those terms out of their head. I think those terms can be stumbling blocks. I think there are people who are still invested in all that from the 20th century. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think you're right at that point. And if you're using old definitions, then old terminology doesn't work, and you want to continue to be forward looking.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Stuart. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Stuart's got some more information from this study that they did on customer engagement in the 21st century and what it means to your small business. After these messages, Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue with you and continue to introduce you to smart people who are members of our Brain Trust, like our good friend Stuart File, editorial director at Forbes Insights. Stuart, tell us how we can find you and your organization online and how we can find this particular recent survey on customer engagement.
Well, I'd just come to our website, which is www.forbes.com/Forbes Insights. All one word.
All right, so check all that out, and they can find the new survey. And you got some new ones coming up too. Some in the future. You're going to be back over the next few months to bring us a couple more of these, right?
Right. Well, we've got a few more related to marketing. One coming up on the mobile channel. Coming up on retail. Some really interesting stuff coming up.
We're looking forward to getting you back on and getting you to tell us about the results of that. What did you learn in this study on customer engagement? I know most of your customers, most of your respondents were bigger companies. What did you learn that you think would be the most important for small businesses?
Well, you know, I think it ultimately comes down to what tactics are you going to find that really engage your customers the most? And interestingly, I think it fell into two categories. One is, let's call it the experiential and the live. Again, mm-hmm. probably no surprise at that level. When someone is in person, they're much more engaged with you.
Right.
And then the opt-in side. So, you know, those that are asking for information, opt-in email is going to be a lot more engaging than, you know, spamming people.
Right, exactly.
And
one of the things, if I could stop you for a second, one of the things that I did this in the last half hour, and I do it as often as I can, folks, one of the ways you get people to opt in is ask them if they will opt in.
Absolutely.
It's okay to ask people. Right?
It's not only okay, I think they expect to be.
Today they do. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe not. Well, I was telling people to do it back then too, Stuart. But but I mean, today they're going to think there's something wrong with you if you don't ask them.
Mm-hmm. Ask permission, because once you get permission, they're
golden.
In with you.
That's exactly right. And in terms of the connection, don't you think that more people are saying, okay, I like your website, I like what you sell, but I'm not going to be back here a lot because I'm busy, but I am giving you permission to follow me home. What do you think about that? Isn't that part of the connection process?
I think that is. I think that's the, you know, I'm giving you permission to talk to me and, you know, provide something of value at that point. You know, it doesn't mean that you just keep sending people things personalized. You know, come up with something. Again, if you have an event, use it to invite somebody. Give them something of value. Show them something. Get them talking about what you want.
And see, when I told the audience at the beginning of the hour that you were going to be here, and I was talking about the things you were going to talk about, the last thing I said to them was, "And folks, here's the good news: all the direction that customer engagement is moving in is in your favor, small business owners. Stuart, we don't have to have the world to be. We don't have to conquer the world to be successful. We don't have to have that many customers as a small business owner. So we've actually got time to do what you said just now: personalize the connection,
right? And engage with them, and let them. Or don't, you know, you have to engage with them, but let them engage with you as well. Give them something to be a part of the process. Really get them involved and get them talking.
And that's part of the experience. And the better the experience is, the more loyalty there is.
Absolutely.
Isn't that what you guys have found in your study?
Yes. I mean, it really ultimately comes down to loyalty. You know, one of the top way that customer engagement is measured is going to be in terms of customer retention.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I mean, sales is second, but retention is first.
Because the customer you already have is cheaper to get them to come back and do business with you. It's easier if you do it right than it is to find a brand new customer.
Absolutely. And, you know, the happy customer, give them a way to engage, talk to others.
And today they can do that, can't they? And that's another part of the engagement, isn't it? You were talking earlier, about the online world. Today, your reputation is out there online, isn't it, right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a balance sheet between people who aren't happy with you and people who are happy with you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the classic customer service is that the person who's unhappy with you tells 10 others, and the person who's happy with you was just happy with you. Well, you know, get the person who's happy with you to talk. And, you know, we've seen multiple instances of where that's really the success.
Right. No question about it. Stuart, give us the website again, please.
Okay. We are at www.forbes.com/Forbes Insights.
And the study that we're talking about, folks, is the new rules of engagement. And this is about rethinking your marketing mix. And you need to be focusing on this, as every small business should be, for 21st century connection with customers. Stuart, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Looking forward to having you back again, Russell. Stuart File, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back with a new study very soon, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.